Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Liz Wade.
And I'm Joshua Leo. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Imagine it is a hot summer day. The sun burns down on your skin. You have been working hard. You just want a break. You want something cool to eat. What do you choose?
Well, millions of people around the world choose ice cream. Today's spotlight is on the history of this special treat.
No one knows exactly who invented ice cream, but many people have ideas. Some of these ideas even come from the Bible. The Bible says that King Solomon enjoyed iced drinks during the harvest time.
Flavored ices were also popular in Roman culture in the 4th century BC. People who study history believe that the Emperor Nero imported snow from the mountains. He enjoyed eating snow covered in fruit juices and honey.
The kind of ice cream we eat today may have been invented in China. The Tang period in China was between 600 and 900 AD. People brought ice cream treats to King Tang. They heated buffalo, cow, and goat milk together. Then they let it sit for a long time. After a time, the mix became thick, like yogurt. They added flour to the mix. And they flavored it with camphor. People use camphor today to drive away insects. They refrigerated the mix until it was cold. Then they served it to the king.
Marco Polo explored many parts of the world. When he visited China, he tried many of these ice treats. He even learned how to make some of them. Then, when he returned, he made these iced treats for his family and friends.
These ice cream treats became very popular in France in the 1500s. And it was not too long before they became popular all around the world. How did ice cream change? How did it become the soft, milky ice cream we eat today?
Well, this is also debated. Ice cream changed and developed all around the world in different ways. In England, King Charles I would often eat cream ice. The Italian wife of France's King Henry II introduced a similar ice cream treat in the 1500s. The first café in Paris, Café Procope, served ice cream made of milk, cream, butter, and eggs.
As As you have heard, ice cream was first enjoyed only by the rich. This was because keeping food at such a cold temperature was very costly. But over time, the methods for freezing improved, and more people had the money and resources to buy ice cream and keep it cold.
Today, ice cream is probably most popular in the United States. There, ice cream is a very strong business. It makes a lot of money. You will find hundreds of different kinds of ice cream at most food stores.
But ice cream is very popular all over the world today. And there are many different kinds of ice cream in different cultures.
Italy serves a very special kind of ice cream called gelato. Italians made gelato with milk, water, and different flavors. But gelato is different from normal ice cream. This is because there is not as much air in gelato. Gelato is much thicker than normal ice cream. You eat smaller amounts because it is so filling and sweet.
In India, a popular ice cream is called kulfi. Kulfi ice cream has more ice in it than other ice creams. It is not as smooth. Indians flavor kulfi with pistachio nuts and a spice called cardamom.
In Japan, people eat mochi ice cream. First, people shape the ice cream into small, round balls. Then they cover a group of these balls with mochi. Mochi is a kind of sticky rice.
There is a town in the nation of Ecuador that is famous for their special kind of ice cream. The town is called Salcedo. In Salcedo, they serve ice cream on a stick. They freeze the ice cream in different layers or parts. Each layer is a different color, so the ice cream almost looks like a rainbow. There are usually a few layers of frozen fruit juice. And there is a top layer made of thick, sweet cream. When you drive into Salcedo, you see a large statue. It is shaped like these special layered ice cream treats.
And finally, all around the world, ice cream comes in many different, sometimes strange, flavors. For example, how would you like to eat ice cream that tasted like garlic, or onions, or cheddar cheese?
What about ice cream that tasted like fish or chicken?
Well, those do not sound very good to me. My favorite kind of ice cream is vanilla.
I like bubblegum ice cream the best.
What is your favorite kind of ice cream?
Did you know that ice cream can be simple to make? In fact, you can make your own ice cream at home. Before we say goodbye, we thought it would be fun to share this easy recipe for ice cream. This ice cream may not look exactly like the ice cream you buy in a store. It will probably be softer, but it will still taste good. You could try making some with your family or friends today.
To make this ice cream, you need 2 plastic containers. Fill the large container halfway with ice and rock salt. Leave enough room in the large container to fit the small container inside. Then, in the small container, combine milk and a small amount of sugar. You can also add another flavor, like vanilla or honey. Make sure you close the small container very tightly. Then, put it inside the large container of ice and salt. Here comes the fun part. Close the large container, too. Then, shake, shake, shake. You must shake the 2 containers together for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, remove the container of milk and sugar. It should now be ice cream. Enjoy!
The writer of today's program was Sarah DeCoster. The producer was Joshua Leo. The voices you heard were from the United States. This program is called Ice Cream Around the World.
Share your favorite kinds of ice cream with other listeners on our website at www.radio.english.net. You can leave a comment on the script page for this program, or you can email us at radio@english.net. We hope you will join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.